Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Jack is here for
Hi.
Adults in Training.
Oh my gosh.
We were just, we're watching the show, Netflix show. What were we watching? What was it called? Really? Dinosaurs. We were just watching dinosaurs.
Yeah. We were watching the population of dinosaurs.
Yeah. We were watching all the different stuff with the Morgan Freeman. It's good. We are in episode one, but he's like, we want to record an episode. Let's do an episode. So, yeah. It's been a long time, huh, Jack?
Yeah.
Since Texas. Oh, my gosh. So much has happened.
We're going on another Disney cruise this year.
Yeah, we're going to go on another Disney cruise. And you
it's
guys
the
are going to
Treasure.
The Disney Treasure. That's right. And you guys are within, it's March, and we're going to go on it at the end of May. So, a little over 2 months away. Not much.
I'm tall enough for all of the rides.
Yes, and you're going to be old enough for all the stuff, and you're super excited. You're
not old enough for all of the stuff.
Yeah. Yes, you are. Well, pretty much. Pretty much.
Oh, really? The yeah. bar.
Well, okay. You're being technical here. I'm thinking more of like the fun like rides and stuff like that, or excursions. Yeah. So, yeah, you wanted to do the podcast. You want to talk about the cruise, or you want to talk about soccer? You want to talk about what, you know, what the holidays were like, or are you talking about dinosaurs? What do you want to talk about today? Or let's talk about cleaning your room.
Don't clean your room.
Don't clean your room.
Let your moms do it.
No, absolutely not.
That's their job.
No, it's not. You little snot. Yeah.
Hey.
Let's clean your toenails. Oh my gosh.
Hey, don't you do that.
We need to cut those. You're gonna climb a wall with that. You're like Audrey. Hey, and you lost some teeth, and your front tooth. I just noticed you it lost it, but it's coming in. I can
already
see
knew
it
that for 5 days.
You've already known that for 5 days. I can see it. I can see it. It's like I'm right here, and it says, "Please brush me. Keep me clean. Your permanent teeth."
I like dinosaurs.
Yeah. What's your favorite one?
T-Rex, Raptor, Mosasaurus.
Mosasaurus. Yeah, the water one that goes in the water. And then you like the big one that's in your room just because, is it because you have it, the Dilophosaurus?
No.
Just the big one?
It's not the Dilophosaurus. What is it called?
It's not a Brontosaurus.
Yeah, it's a Brontosaurus.
Oh, it is? I thought maybe. Yeah, I don't know. We need to get it. There's so many different kinds of the Brontosaurus, Dilophosaurus, and the other one that has a really, really long tail. But it's like looks like a Brontosaurus, but it's bigger. I forget.
I have a lot of dinosaur books, so we can still look at it.
Yeah. And then this week you've been working on a project for school.
Yeah.
You've been doing but hurricanes, right?
Yeah, it has like the hurricane thing. It's annoying because I was using it because I was building it, and that first time when we went to the fair, when we got back to the fair, I fixed everything. Mm-hmm.
It looks like a TV. Yeah, it looks like a big TV, like a little old TV.
Yeah, I builded it, and then the next day I tried it, like 2 days or, yeah, 2 days after I tried it, and it kept, like, not moving correctly.
Yeah. So it looks like a TV, and then you have a slit on each side and you pull papers through it to show the progression of the hurricane moving, right?
Yeah.
And you did such a good job because you built that all by yourself.
And to the side is going to be a for some reason my teacher said I can't use clay for my model, but I'm going to use instead, if she said, since she said that, I'm going to use a like tape origami to make it like where I use a palm tree and then like there's stuff and it's like there's wind and everything. And
mm-hmm. It looks like it's moving.
Then maybe some stuff flying.
Yeah. And then you even created fake antennas on top of the TV.
Yeah.
And you painted it black so it looks like a TV, and then you cut out the front, it's like square area, so it's pretty cool. You did a good job. Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned the carnival. So you went to the high school carnival. We did that. What were your favorite rides? You were pretty close to being able to go on all the rides. There was like one we tried to go on, but then you couldn't because that was the one that Audrey said it was fun, went upside down. But then the other one, we definitely did not want to go on that one. The one that was like really, really tall. That one was just... But you guys went on like, what is it? What's called the spaceship one? You went on that one a bunch of times.
The UFO.
Yeah, I could not go on that one. That's like the centrifugal force where it rips you in a circle and you can like plastered to the wall. You're like bug splatter.
I like the alien one since you like get hold back, but you still have gravity on you. It's just more gravity on you, and sometimes. And on that ride, with the more gravity, it pushes you up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Do they have the slides where it slides up a bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can even go upside down, but I didn't do that because if the more gravity is gone, then I can just fall down and bump my head.
Yeah. What was your favorite ride at the carnival?
Probably the alien spaceship.
Really?
Alien.
We did, because we went also the other ways we went on the swings, the really tall swings with me, and that was really high. And then we went on the other one that was like, we flipped us around a little bit. That one made me really sick.
You mean the one?
It was like called Viper, I think it was called.
That one was boring.
It was boring. I mean, it wasn't so bad, except when you, as long as you look towards the middle. But if you look towards the outside, it was like my head was like, oh my gosh, I was going to throw up. Oh my gosh. So bad. And
she
then,
has motion.
Yeah,
she
I get motion sickness.
It's 9:29.
Okay. And then the other one, you guys went on the other one, the spaceship. And then, the first one we went on, I thought was going to be not so bad, was the boat one. Remember the first one? It was like it goes up and back and up and back.
Yeah.
But then as it goes that, then it spit and all of a sudden it started spinning off the track. And that was a lot more than I thought it was going to do. It was like, oh, okay. And then the other one we went on was the one that goes up and it's like a big.
But there's crazy boys on the boat.
Yeah, there were crazy boys. The whole place had crazy boys. A bunch of, you know, high school kids, junior high kids.
I was friends with one of them.
You were? In your class, or you just know them from somewhere?
No, they're older than me.
Mm-hmm. And then we just went in line for that. And then you went on the train one. And then you went on the other one that went up, like takes everybody up. It's like a pendulum. And so you go all the way up to the top and you're sitting there.
Yeah, it was so annoying. Like, we waited a long line and it wasn't even worth it. It was like a very short line. A very short ride.
Yeah. And then people were kind of cut and were like, dude, come on. Yeah. But and then we had you got a churro. Was it delicious?
A half churro.
It was one churro and it broke in half. So you had two. You had the same
skinny churro.
Yeah. But you had fun. It was a little chilly. But it's good. And then you had soccer the next morning, and then today we've been doing whatever and you're having a good day. Right?
Sure.
Sure. I made you pick up dog poop. Did I have you pick up dog poop? Oh my gosh, so horrible. And then clean the toilets. A day in the life of Jack. So what are you going to do? So when you have school tomorrow? Oh, you have spring break is coming up. What are you going to do? Hmm? Spring break is coming up. Not this week, but next week. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
You don't know? You don't have any plans with any friends, you think?
But tomorrow, I think my water celebration is tomorrow.
What's a water celebration?
I don't like singing the song.
Oh, you're singing songs.
It's like where you have to do hand motions and
you're doing like woo.
Like,
is it in front of the school or just your class?
We have to do it in the gym.
Oh, okay. Is it for the whole second grade?
Yes, but not, but only our neighbors, like, are doing it at our.
And that's the third quarter. And then you'll be next week, this coming week is your last quarter of the school year.
Let's go.
And you'll be done pretty soon. Be done second grade. Second grade was my favorite year. Of course, I had a really cool teacher, Mrs. Hines, at Loma Marina in California.
Mr. Einstein?
Mrs. Hines. Hines Hot Shots. I loved that class. It was great. She did a lot of art and fun things in it. There's a lot of teachers there did great stuff, but second grade was a lot of fun. I loved it. I was still like, before you start getting into a lot of hard projects and essays, and then you're still having fun in art, and the teachers are still like cool, and it's like a good year. Did you like second grade?
I'm still in it.
Are you liking it?
It's boring.
It's boring. Now you're like, whatever. Anyway.
These school years are getting boring and boring every year.
Oh, well, you think third grade will be any better?
No.
The third grade, and then there's only sixth grade, so like you're halfway done next year.
No.
I know, you're going to get older and older and older, and then you're going to have to be in middle school. In middle school, you get to take the bus. Audrey says middle school is terrible. Okay. But then, yeah. And then let's see what else is going on. Like you said, and then after that, you're getting ready for summer vacation.
Oh, I think tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? I'm going to a Game on Pop-Up. Is tomorrow's Game on Pop-Up?
No, it's not tomorrow. It's Friday. No, is it? No, it's Friday. Fridays are.
No, she. Rocket stuff. Like I'm meeting, like Megan's meeting the rocket person.
Oh yeah, I forget when that is. I forget what day of the week they mentioned. There's some like.
I'm gonna go call Megan and.
Oh yeah. Okay. And then also, this week is my parents' 50th anniversary. So it's Game On Pop-Up's 50th anniversary on Friday the 13th. Brr, brr, brr. I know. And then we're all going up there to have dinner with them. And we're going to go see everybody. And yeah, it's our 50th anniversary.
Nobody wants to hear Audrey.
Nobody wants to hear Audrey. We already talked to Audrey.
Hey.
She's like, hey, I'm right here. She's all cleaned up and showered and ready for bed.
More like dirtier.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, that's the reason why don't you do your... Ew, don't touch me.
He took his jerk. Feet. He's going to touch her clean legs. Oh, we got the Mosasaurus. Mosasaurus doesn't talk. It doesn't make any noises. The other one does, though. And that's the T-Rex. Yeah. It's okay. All right, Jack. Okay, Jack. That's enough ASMR. Jeez. So, and then what else? You've been a lot of this year. You've watched a lot of movies. You've watched the Five Nights at Freddy's number 2, and you like had a whole thing about Five Nights at Freddy's. You watched like the movies again and again and again. You had the Five Nights at Freddy's like toy or something with the head and all the different stuff in it, and then you had bad dreams about Friday Night Freddy's.
Well, I had bad dreams about
Labubu. Those little guys, those little monsters.
Can you stop talking
How
about that?
How dare you wear that shirt, my dear?
I'm sorry.
It's the only shirt you had that was clean. It looks pretty dirty.
It is dirty.
Yeah. I can remember when that shirt was huge on you. It's a soccer camp shirt from ASU, and it used to be huge when you took it, and now it's like getting a little small.
A little.
It's pretty.
Every time I twist and turn my
sleeve,
it's like
flashing something. Jeez, she's so weird. Yeah.
I'm your favorite child,
oh my gosh.
No, you're not, Audrey. My gosh,
the annual fighting over favorite children. All right, Jackie. So, what else are we talking about today?
Can you get Audrey out of here?
I'm leaving.
She's getting her nail stuff. She's like, I'm done the nails. We're moving on.
Don't touch my stuff.
He was helping you.
Yeah, but I don't
Okay. Usual child behavior.
I'm going to be right back.
Oh, you got stop picking on each other. Oh, he's going to go shut the door and lock it. He's like, get out. All right. It's Jackie Smacky time, right? Where everybody needs to listen to Jackie Smacky.
Playtime.
Jackie Smacky videos on YouTube.
No, Jackie Smacky's Playtime.
Jackie Smacky's Playtime is the videos, yes. And you have all your YouTube stuff of, I record planes when we're flying. We're going to have some from Baltimore coming up. And then we've got all our videos of our trips. And then also we had the Five Nights at Freddy's videos that you had wanted to do over, what is it, New Year's? New Year's time? Mm-hmm. When you, yeah, whenever all the relatives were in town, you unwrapped it. Remember? The Freddy's head, golden red Freddy thing. I don't know.
Whatever.
Whatever. Talk about something. Me? Oh, do you just talk about how was it when you went snowboarding? Did you go much more snowboarding this time, or you kind of did a little bit when we went up north?
I went on the ski lift this time.
Yeah, you went on the Bunny Hill ski lift, and you did a good job.
Lift was scary for me.
It was scary. The hardest part is always getting off, right? Making and then getting on, you're like, oh shoot, you don't want to like fall down and have it like run over your head.
I'm always scared of.
Did you go by yourself or with Megan, or who'd you go with?
Megan.
With Megan, she was very nice to help you.
And Audrey and Alexi.
No. But yeah, and then you got up there and you were doing pretty good.
Yeah, but I was really. But then Dad put me like to the side where I would fall to, like into the board stuff.
Yeah, there's one side that's like they have the orange things up, and it like right before it like dips pretty. The topography, I guess, the terrain, it slopes really bad in there. So if you get anywhere near it, you just go straight into like the ditch. And it puts you right into the orange thing. I hate that area.
No, it put you into the, where like it sinks you.
Yeah. You need to like go to the other side of the ski lift where it's like, it's flatter and there's more space.
But then it's more short and it's more boring.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think you'll go snowboarding again? Do you like it?
Only when we go on the roller coaster and it's fun.
Oh, they have the mountain roller coaster, the gravity roller coaster. Yeah.
Why do you call it the gravity?
It's not like it pushes you. It's just going downhill is all it does. So it's using gravity to pull it down the mountain and it makes it go faster and faster. Like if you are going a bike on the top of a hill and it just goes straight down and you don't even have to pedal. That's what I mean, gravity. And he goes, vroom. He thinks I'm so weird.
You are.
I am weird. Oh, okay. Thank you. And then what else? We went to a fun basketball game. You'd have a great time, right? Because the Wildcats are doing great, and they won their conference for Go Cats, Wildcats, Arizona. And we went to the Arizona Wildcat game. And it was so fun. Did you have a good time? It was so loud. It was late at night. That was the bummer part.
Yeah, I was tired.
You were very tired. But it was a really good game. People were super excited and cheering and everything. And you're like, go! And we had, what else did we have there? We had like, you had your donuts and stuff. And then there was stuff you had the cheering thing, the pom-pom. You were
blanket.
And you got, yeah, the blanket because you were getting tired. But you had so much fun. I would like you to, it's your podcast. You want to talk about it at all or no? Oh, he's yawning right now. So this might be a very short podcast. All right. What else do you want to talk about? The summer coming up? Or do you want to talk about how was, we can talk about Christmas or we don't have to talk about Christmas right now.
I am excited for summer.
You're excited for summer?
Because I get to play with my Mosasauruses.
You get to play the Mosasaurus back in the pool. Yeah.
And plus, I don't even know if it's going to be warm enough for the summer.
It'll get warmer. It's Arizona. Because it's usually pretty warm.
Because it's already summer out and the pool is just freezing.
Well, yeah, because it's been so cold and then it's hot. And then it's cold and then it's hot. But it needs to be hot all the time to get warm. Because we're pretty big babies when it comes to the water. We like it to be like 85 degrees. We like it pretty warm in the water. Right? Because sometimes it's cold. When you go to the California beach, you're like, cold. Stop yawning. You're going to make me yawn.
When you go in the morning, there's like big waves, and you usually would want to leave early since it's really cold.
Yeah.
I think the reason why there's big waves is because it's like really foggy and too much wind.
Yeah. And then this summer we're going to go, like last year we went to Texas Beach. That water was pretty warm. And then this year we're going to go to Florida where the water is pretty warm. So that'll be nice. More warm water. Think you'll see any sharks this year?
I don't like the jellyfish.
No.
I like sharks, but only when they're not bad sharks.
Yeah. And then in Texas, we saw sea turtles. Maybe we'll see sea turtles again.
Mm.
Or crazy looking fish. Like maybe dolphins. We didn't see dolphins this year. Well, we saw a couple, but we didn't see them close by. We only saw them in front of the ships and stuff. you nerd. All right, did you look at the Disney treasure ship, like the different stuff on it? Is there anything you're excited to see?
I'm really excited for the kids' play place.
To see what it's like? It's different?
I hope it's not Avengers again.
Yeah. Well, did you see, though, the different dining rooms?
I heard that, like, they're, like, you have to go down a slide to go to the kids' play place, maybe.
It's two-story.
And I have seen the dinner place. Like, there's one where it's Avengers, and it's very cool.
Mm-hmm. I think I saw one that was Coco.
Yeah, there is.
And then I'm excited for, which you can see during, and it's not just bar time, the Haunted Mansion one. I'm so excited. So excited.
You haven't even finished your Haunted Mansion dollhouse.
I know. I'm so bad about that. I'm awful. I need to put that out and like make space. Now that we have a little more furniture moved around, I should put that out.
Do you know what I'm excited to see?
What?
You said you could take me to that bar place where like the Star Wars place where the doors open by itself and it closes.
I don't know if that's on there. Isn't that at Disneyland?
No.
Where is it?
It's on the Disney. It's on the Disney cruise.
Let me look it up now. I'm like, which one is that? But yeah, they've got all kinds of stuff I'm excited for. I'm sure we're gonna do another episode about it. Because the kids are like wanting to talk about it nonstop. That's all they're like into now. They're like, what's our excursions? What's our this? This one I'm kind of like frustrated with the excursion stuff because it's obviously a bigger ship. Cruise. And like the excursions, there weren't too many for where we're going in that area. And they didn't have a lot of options. And then when we did on the very, like even 2 hours, because we did it on East Coast time, it was like 2 minutes in and we get online for our stuff and we're Silver members still too. And it was like crazy because there were no excursions left at all. Like they were all completely booked. So it says for like that. And then all the stuff for like Dad and I can do, it was like, you need to go when you go online and or get into when you board the ship, then you can maybe book stuff. I'm like,
oh. And also, we don't even know if there's even any free ice cream outside. Like, oh.
There's of course free ice cream.
Really?
Yes. Oh, okay. There's a Moana show, Haunted Mansion. Oh, that's right. It's got the, what's it called? It's like the water coaster.
It's a water coaster?
Yeah.
So it's like Tiana's?
No. But I mean, yeah, I guess.
Or I get soaked in.
The marble dinner, the 1923 dinner, Old Hollywood, the Moana show. Jack, stop trying to fart into the microphone. Come on. Oh, it's called the Aqua Mouse. Remember? It's like the roller, like the water slide.
Yeah, I know what it's called.
Well, you didn't say it, so there.
No, I'm talking about...
A Hero Zone, water stuff, Haunted Mansion, Clap Theater. It's going to be awesome.
Wait, is it the Treasure?
Disney Treasure, yeah.
Can I have the phone real quick?
Yes, you can look at my phone. So he's just justifying now. And I got to order the door magnets because that's the big thing, too, of ordering your door magnets so that you can find your door easier. I already had it. He's talking into the phone, Alexa. But I already had it up, Jack. You just had to scroll up the thing. He's very intensely looking now.
You don't do it right.
I don't do it right? I'm sorry. I didn't search correctly.
It's still not showing. Because it doesn't know anything about it. It's still a new ship. Okay?
It is a brand new ship. And it's a lot of cool stuff. I'm excited for it. The Mansion Haunted Parlor, the Skipper Society Periscope Pub. It looks like you're under, like in Captain Nemo kind of thing. The Nautilus. Ooh, that's cool.
It's a Nautilus.
It's like is it 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea? I forget. It's that movie with the octopus or the squid.
Oh, you mean Finding?
No, this one's much, much older. And then Lexi and I are going into the rainforest spa. I'm so excited. So excited.
No, you're not.
So excited.
They closed it down.
And then Dad and I are going to the fancy restaurants. And then we're doing all the fun stuff there. I can't wait. Because it's going to be... Oh, yeah. Here's the Resistance. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Whatever that is.
Older people?
No. It says Disney Star Wars Cargo Bay is the Oceaneers Club. So it's Star Wars instead of Marvel. Yeah, Chewbacca and Rey.
Is that for older people?
No, it's for kids. Yeah. Disney's Oceaneer Club. I don't know. We'll see. We'll do it. We'll definitely have to do a video about it when it comes time. I'm sure Lexi will definitely do a video. But it's going to be exciting, and we're just like ready for something different because we did have a hard holiday season. It was difficult. So,
it was hard finding us a room.
Yeah. No, I was talking about Christmas was a hard...
It was hard finding a room, like, for the Disney cruise.
Oh, yeah, that was hard, too. But, yeah, so we're all excited for some good stuff going on. So, but, yeah, we had Thanksgiving, had everybody in town. It was very nice to have everybody in town. I'm glad everybody showed up. And then we had, you know, it was right around Grandpa's 90th birthday after everybody came in town for Thanksgiving. And then we had the holidays, which was sad. So just real quick, it was just the grandpa passed away on Christmas Eve. And so it was hard. It was a really weird time. It was Christmas here, but just was a little weird feeling and not feeling like Christmas. And so we're starting out the new year, still finishing out that stuff and dealing with all... Getting our heads around that whole situation because he was really close to us and nearby. So,
not now, that nearby.
He was within 30 minutes. Yeah.
Nikki, our cousin. is closer near us.
Yeah.
And I mean, she used to.
Yeah. And then I'm getting a new job. So it's like kind of lots of crazy stuff been going on. I've been all over the place.
At least I get to keep the stuff that I like.
In my office. Yeah.
But you took away some of it.
What did I take away?
I wanted those chairs. I wanted one of
the high chairs.
The chairs.
Or where would you put those chairs?
There's no I like going up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah. So I had my old office that I had for 7 years. And so I'm going actually to work for a different company. So closing it down and selling all the furniture. And there was a table, a very high table, like bar height, with high chairs. And you guys would sit there and play Nintendo and watch TV. And that was like
we brought the Nintendo home.
And your favorite thing, it was one of your favorite things to do there and hang out during the spring breaks and winter breaks and summertime in my office. And to get away from your sisters.
And get away from school.
And have some mom time.
And get away from school.
And you just chilled out.
And get away from school.
And then did you like the white chairs too? Because Matt has the white chairs now. I liked those white chairs. They were so nice. They were so comfy.
Yeah.
But you did spill ketchup on them, of course, a couple times.
Then we cleaned them up.
With McDonald's. You did clean them up, yes. But it's it figured. I was like, oh, well, my chairs will be fine. These are adults. And they're like, oh, there's ketchup.
Not ketchup.
It was ketchup. Yeah. Anyway.
Not ketchup.
And then, yeah.
Period.
No, it was, oh my gosh. It was not, you did not have a period, Jack.
No. No,
it was because you were sitting in the front room on those white chairs, remember?
Oh, yeah.
With the McDonald's. Yeah, but we got it off. It's fine. They're mats now. But we have all the pictures and everything else, and everything's coming home slowly. But the house has so many plants now because we had all the plants there. And I'm like, hey, Jack, do you want this? Jack, do you want that? Jack, do you want this? Get some of the pictures, maybe go in your room or something, maybe.
I got the big check from
I had the big fake check, and then you're like, I want that. I'm gonna write myself $1 million.
No, $10,000.
$10,000.
No, $7,000.
You're gonna write yourself a check for $7,000.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I know. I would use it because I used to use it when we were giving.
I would use it for those kind of real life RC planes.
Oh yeah, and you'd go and hand it in for to get a real RC plane for $7,000.
Yeah, because I want one of those RC planes.
Those things are crazy because they can be like soup. They can be like really like okay expensive, and then all of a sudden they get like super expensive, and you're like, and if you don't know how to fly,
there's only one for $100.
Yeah, and then what happens if you don't know how to fly it and it goes? You've seen the videos and they go and just crash into the ground.
No, they blow up.
Yeah, and there was like like a firework. It just explodes.
You told Pop. I thought you were going to tell Pop-Up to build me one of those RC planes that don't blow up.
No, you got a rocket instead. You did rockets
a long time ago.
I don't know.
He could build a RC plane.
Pop-Up doesn't need to just build you things nonstop. He's still building his own stuff at his own house.
He didn't build me stuff nonstop. He barely built me anything.
He's going to kick your butt for that. Hey, what about the Titanic? The very detailed Titanic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was one.
Yeah, one thing. And then he's built, I think, pretty sure he's built a plane, model plane or something, too.
Model plane.
I don't know what happened. I think it wasn't as detailed as the Titanic. The Titanic was very tiny pieces.
For some reason.
Yeah. And then, of course, he's got the cars that he, you know, his phantom car and different cars.
What's a phantom?
It's the car in their garage. The phantom, the three-wheel car in the garage. Their garage. Yeah. But you've sat in it before. You watch him working on it sometimes. Anyway. Okay. You're going to freak people out, Jack.
Why?
Oh, jeez. All right, is there anything else before we got to get... It's getting close to... It's very, very close to bedtime.
It's 6:50.
No, that is not what it says. There you go. There you go. 9:55. It's past your bedtime, actually, but...
No, it's not.
When is your bedtime? He's like, don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. He's like, no school. Oh, was that Cooper or Cody barking?
I get to go to school later because it's past my bedtime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excuse you, Jack. All right. Well, I think it's about time we head off to bed pretty soon. Let's bring the dinosaur back out. Does he have a different saying sometimes or no? He does. And this is the T-Rex, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Indominus Rex is upstairs.
Oh, okay.
It's not a real dinosaur, though.
Yeah. It's thinking. Oh, what's it doing? It doesn't... Of course, it's having... You know... There we go. Jeez, oh, Pete. That wasn't loud at all. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, we'll talk to you next time. We'll have some of the girls on.
Not Audrey, though, because she's always
on. We're going to get Megan and Lexi. Lexi's out with her boyfriend right now.
Mom,
so
this doesn't.
What? It's working. I can hear it, Jack. Thank you.
Can you turn it up louder?
Okay, there you go.
Okay. But not with Audrey. She talks with you too much.
Well, she was taking a long time to do my nails. That's why.
That's annoying. And then you had to do another one with her.
Yeah.
Really? Actually? No.
Come on. We got to get Lexi on. We got to get Megan on. Get everybody else on. Maybe we should go. Maybe we should bring it and have Gemma and Papa on for their 50th anniversary and ask them questions. What about what's it being like married for 1,000 years? We should totally do that. Let's go bother them and do that. Hopefully that'll be fun. We'll have them on. We'll do that.
You know they watch our podcast.
They do. They do. But they're not gonna hear this podcast before I'm gonna bother them. I'm gonna their anniversary. So. All right. Well, we'll talk to you next time on the podcast of
Upfront Plan.
I was about the same thing. It sounds because it's been so long. No, Adults in Training. Bye.
Bye.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast! An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.